You're listening to Ujima Radio 98 FM with myself, Mary in the Mirror. And we're going to be joined in the studio by Jason from Reparations Bristol and Malcolm Haynes from the Star and Garter and the lovely Miranda Ray.
Yay, Mary, you are absolutely smashing it. Thank you so much for taking over the controls today. DJ Proper Soul, what's he like? Every other week he's like in Ibiza, he's in Croatia. So thanks to you for just taking over.
Well, as you know, you've got to stand in for these international superstar DJs.
Speaking of international superstars, Malcolm Haynes is joining us here on Ujima Radio.
It's been that far. Actually,
Miranda. Well, I would.
No. Okay.
Do you know enough. What? I was talking about kind of like some of the stuff you've done over the years. Your biography is insane. But some of the stuff you've done going back 30 years to the jazz stage, world jazz stage, you know, Dismal Land, and now Star and Garter, and God knows what
forgetting the Polish Club.
And, I know.
Well, the Depot and stuff at Trinity.
There's so much. This is it. I was like, we'll be here for the whole 2 hours if I start listing off all the incredible things. Yeah,
you can have your own chapter in the book when I do my memoirs.
I love that.
And anyone who picks me up is good.
I love that. No, it's an honour to have you here. Honestly,
it's a pleasure to be here.
The work that you've done with St Paul's Carnival and so much is incredible, you know, and the whole Dismal Land thing. When I got there and saw that you were running the bar, I was like, oh, that was something else. So we went 3 times. My son was only like 11 at the time. He loved it. Couldn't get enough of it. It's great. Sorry. Anyway, the other superstar, of course, is Jason Clemmings from Reparations Bristol. All the better for seeing your gorgeous face back in the studio again.
Thank
Absolutely
you.
Loving
I'm
it.
Oh my gosh! Ujima shirt
I
as well.
Just realised you've got the Ujima t-shirt on. Let's get the big smile. Love that. Is so cool. So if we do like a little live video, I can now put it up onto Facebook and Instagram now. So, Jason, why are we here today?
We are here talking about the 29th of July. We have a special event celebrating the Windrush generation. We're also promoting a lot of local black businesses at the Star and Garter. We've got a family fun day, not to be missed. It starts at 12 p.m. and finishes at 7 p.m.
It's an absolutely banging lineup of events. There's a wicked advert going around just telling about all the different things that's going on. And it's taking place at the Star and Garter.
That's correct.
Malcolm, why is it important to you to support events like this? Because you do a lot.
Well, I mean, obviously the Star and Garter has a massive history of being black owned or sort of in West Indian hands since the early 80s and what I can remember.
Yeah.
So taking over the pub was quite important to continue that legacy of being connected with the black community and the West Indian community and also inner city Bristol. I mean, I was brought up in children's homes, so it's quite important for me, like being at the Star and Garter, to actually get more in touch with my black culture than because I was brought up in a white culture, mainly in children's homes. So like I said, so it's very important what we do and how we Yeah, how we do events and who we support at the Star and Garter.
So, I really appreciate your openness talking about stuff like that as well, because of the Star and Garter, I think if it wasn't for you, it was going to close, wasn't it?
I think there was a very good chance it would have closed. Yeah. It would have turned into flats. I mean, there were a couple of other offers from a couple of other pubs, but I think I was extremely lucky to know the family, and I was able to actually clinch the deal, because they were offered more money for the venue. That was, you know, that's perhaps uncommon, but they were. Wow. And very kindly, and the right move, they actually sold it to me.
How long have you had it now?
We purchased it in 2018 and we opened in June 2019, so we're into our fourth year. And of course, you know, we were only open for 9 months, and then the pandemic came along, so
and it, you survived and we, you came we, back bigger about, and better than ever
just
I,
about yes
I, and Jason sorry I just want to talk about, because I met somebody for the first time the other day, and they work at the Star and Garter, and they told me that they found out like about all the people that were at the opening night, and they were like blown away. So big shout out to Melly Moo. Yeah. And I literally just came across her the other day. She's just this incredible little pocket rocket, and
yeah.
Literally, I've only just met her in the last couple of weeks, and okay. I'm like, yeah, she came and supported me at my first gig, loved that.
Nice.
And she was like, oh yeah, is it true, was David Chappelle at the opening night? And I'm like, yup. And yeah. Who else was there? Yeah, well, it was like incredible.
Damian Marley, Dynamo, Mayor Jammer, so I think Stormzy popped in as well for a little sort of hello.
It just like blows my mind that we got this little pub in Bristol and all these mega superstars are there, and then you're just like, my Gemma popped in, Stormzy might have popped in, Dave Chappelle. Oh no, it's just incredible. Yeah. And that just gives listeners a little inkling of into the kind of career and the life that you've had, and I would love to see a book, The Memoirs of Malcolm Haynes.
You get me a ghostwriter and I'll give you 30%.
Oh there yeah, you go. No, you've got a deal. I'll do it. Okay, so listen, back to you, Jason, my darling, because this is what's really important is that you have set up Reparations Bristol. It is an incredibly important organisation, and what you're doing. Just for some of the listeners who maybe aren't aware of it, we've got a load of new listeners these days. Just tell us a little bit about the background and why you set it up.
Okay, so we're Reparations Bristol. We provide free youth projects for young people who are underprivileged and in danger and at risk of exclusion from school and society. So we provide free youth projects for our young people. At present, we're doing an arts and crafts project where we're teaching the young people textiles, fashion design, upcycling and lots of other things. But we'd like to expand our services, so to speak, because not every young person likes to do arts and crafts. They would like to do something else. So we want to introduce more projects for our young people to do. That's why we put on fundraising events like this, what we're doing on Saturday, to raise funds so we can continue to do the good work that we do.
I love that. And
can
it
you,
is amazing.
Jason, can you just like tell the listeners what age range that you work?
11 to 16 of an African and Caribbean background.
Cool.
Great. I love that. Malcolm, any more questions from you? I love that.
I won't take over the interview.
I love it.
It's quite important that, you know, that we let people know just who, you know, what's involved with reparations, and the fact that Saturday isn't just for young children, it's also for it's a family fun day for the, you know, for the young adults as well. So you know, at the end of the day, we put things back into the community, which is what Jason with Reparations is trying to do. And having the Star and Garter and having access to the green, because we have a license on there, we're able to put these events on. I just want to make it clear that it's not a music event on Saturday. Okay, it's very much a family fun run, family day. Sorry, with lots of activities for the kids to do, workshops and different things, and auctions as well. So there's an opportunity to buy
and
some
raffles as well.
I had to remake the advert just to make sure that the auction and the raffle was added on the end, because there's quite exciting auction going on, isn't there?
Yeah, I was going to ask about that, because what kind of prizes have you got?
We've got some artwork. I've got some from Felix Braun. He's given us some fantastic art to auction off. We've also got Limac. He's given us some artwork. Neil Roberts. I'm also waiting on a piece from Inky to come through.
And I managed to get hold of a t-shirt as well from the great Banksy. which covers the Colston Four.
The Colston Four. Of course, Ujima, we did the announcement. Yeah, we did the T-shirt announcement. That was amazing.
Yeah, you know, at the last minute.
And I got swamped with phone calls last Monday. And I didn't know what was going on because I hate the phone. I hate answering the phone, which is really weird being a radio presenter. But there you go. And and apparently there's a new Banksy series on Radio 4 and that went out last week. And apparently I was on it.
Wow. Yeah, apparently. I mean, I've given it a listen, actually. It's quite interesting.
Is it?
Yeah, it's interesting.
And they go on about how it's actually got the real voice of Banksy on there. I will stake my life that it isn't.
No, I didn't notice that.
I am sure it isn't. I will put my life on it that it's not the real voice of Banksy. He wouldn't be that stupid.
Yeah. It's an interesting listen anyway.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll definitely have a listen. I'll definitely have a listen.
Well, that's some amazing prizes, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, right? All the street artists.
Everyone should just go down there just to get involved in the raffle and the
auction.
That's
just in the daytime. That's just what we're doing in the daytime.
What's going on in the evening?
Well, in the evening, we've got another fundraiser, which is we've got the great Jeff Barrows from Portishead. He's going to be doing supposedly his last DJ gig.
No way, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, he's not giving up live music, obviously, but he's decided that he doesn't want to do DJing anymore, so he's very kindly come along and going to do a set for Jason and us at the Star and Garter.
And is that generally publicly known that this is going to be?
Yeah, there was an announcement on BBC 24 Live, I think it was.
Really?
Yeah.
That's insane.
If you haven't got your ticket yet, there's only a few. It's only a small pub, so you really need to sort of get onto Skiddle and get your tickets.
How Skiddle much are the tickets?
£10 plus booking fee. It's a reasonable. Exactly. Is that all? Very reasonable price for the lineup that we have.
Yeah, we've got Andy Smith as well, and DJ Leone, Bocca 45. You know,
love a bit of Bocca.
Two Kings, Caners, you know, Radius 32 Sounds.
It's amazing.
It's all going off on Saturday night.
Yeah, no, it's going to be amazing, isn't it? It is great. When somebody said Radius 32, what really? The real Radius 32? I'm like, yeah.
And plus, in the daytime, we got food and refreshments, you know, from the Star and Garden and Diblos as well. And I think someone's doing cakes as well, aren't they?
Yeah.
Did you say Biblos?
Biblos. Is going to be on the green as well.
This is so bizarre, right? Will Clark came in on my show to talk about independent business and Biblos, right, on Friday. Mm-hmm. I then get a message on Saturday from Antoinette going, oh, thank you so much for looking after my son. I'm like, I had absolutely no idea that he was your son. She didn't tell me. He didn't tell me. So, what a nice guy. I love that. And then, of course, as you mentioned, Jason, supporting independent black businesses as well. Really important to you, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I'm all about the community, and every time I put on an event, I always make sure that I gather as many people from the community as I can to get involved. It's very important for the community to always get involved in the community events to show solidarity and to have a good time when everyone's together, basically.
Yeah, and networking and getting... we don't get together often enough, do we? Which is why something like St. Paul's Carnival is so important. You know, not just economically, but spiritually, you know, metaphorically, everything. It's just so important, isn't it? And Carnival was incredible this year. So having the events that you also do at the Star and Garter gives us that chance to come together as a community, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. There's community events are becoming less and less these days. Yeah. As you say, I mean, there's a lot more out-of-town promoters coming in and doing stuff, and it kind of it takes away that sort of personal touch and that sort of community culture ability.
It's a tough one, isn't it? Because, you know, how long do you have to be here to be from Bristol? There's an event that's raising money for St Mungo's on Saturday, and it's an out-of-town promoter, but, you know, he's doing a great thing. There's no one else doing anything there. Big, sexy, festy party, and they're raising money for St Mungo's. It's only £10 a ticket. It's incredible, and no one else is doing it. So, you know, fair play. But it's a tough one, isn't it? And we won't get into speaking about Carnival now, because I know there's so many different opinions, and I know what it's like for Majima. We get criticised left, right and centre. It's so hard. Everybody's always got something to say, so it's not my place to get into that right now. Yeah. But Saturday night is going to be incredible. Yeah. And not only did I miss out the raffle and the auction when I did the first advert, remind us what time it's going on till.
So the Family Fun Day event is 12 till 7 p.m. and then the special DJ event will be from 8 p.m. till 4 a.m.
And that's amazing, isn't it? Because I said 1 a.m. I'm like, you know, because I'm so old, I don't even conceive that anything would go on until 4 a.m.
We'll still be up then.
That's brilliant. But Jason, tell us how Reparations Bristol got started.
Wow. That's a very good question. I've always been interested in supporting the community in any way I can. I've been involved in community work since the age of probably 9 years old at the Docklands Settlement many years ago, helping out in any way I can. So I've always done things like that. I came across an incident maybe 4 years ago. I think it was just before the George Floyd incident, where I went into an Asian shop in St. Paul's and received some racial comments, let's say. And I decided I can either, you know, come at it in a positive way or a negative way. So I chose the positive to highlight the fact that people from the African and Caribbean community are still being treated very, very bad. So, and I know that the effects that it has on young people. So, because there's not enough services out there that actually focuses on our community, I found it upon myself to start Reparations Bristol and highlight these issues and make sure that young people from my community get a chance, because nobody else is giving them a chance, which is, you know, still prevalent today in our society, even from lots of different people in the community. You know, I'm not gonna say everybody in the Asian community is like that, because it's not. I've got lots of brothers and sisters that are very close to me in the Asian community, but what I witnessed, it shocked me. Yes. You know, and it was local as well, so that kind of hurt even more.
Yeah. Sad, you know, to hear, so that's still going on.
Yeah, that was the main reason. And after that, I did a little protest outside the shop. And Lawrence, who and a few other people, we stood outside the shop and with our banners and stuff, you know, asking the question, you know, are we too black to work here?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that is kind of where it started. I've always wanted to do it, but I suppose that was the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak.
It's hard, isn't it? You know, when the brutal murder of George Floyd happened on the 25th of May 2020, you know, so many people were just like, we're so sick and tired. You know, nobody's shocked anymore. We're so sick and tired. And then the younger generation, they just came through with that passion and that drive and that energy. And it was just blew me away. Malcolm, how did you kind of feel when all of that happened? Were you just kind of sick and tired, and how did it make you feel? It's such a big question, sorry.
It is a big question, actually. Yeah. I wasn't really expecting to be asked it.
No.
If I remember rightly, it was it in the pandemic or just before the pandemic?
It was during, okay, so that's why it was such a big deal, because it started, lockdown started on March the 17th, so we were in lockdown, and it was still quite a terrifying time. We didn't know what was going on.
I think so. I think it was a terrifying time, but like you say, for the whole world, I think everyone was suffering in one way or another. So a lot of people were very much their attention was actually directed towards media and what was going on in the world. So the situation with George Floyd, as tragic as it was, would it have got as much attention if the pandemic wasn't going on? You know, right, would there have been other, you know, more newsworthy stories, as they say? So in a weird way, because of the pandemic, I think it was brought much more to the forefront in the media worldwide, and I suppose to some extent we need to be thankful that sort of brutality that goes on not just in America, but in England and possibly in most countries in the world, racism of some sort or brutality of some sort is inflicted on other people. So let's hope that what happened with George and all the other sad people who are at the end of brutality and violence from people in authority, let's hope that these situations will help us to go forward and learn and make amends and try and live together as a human race.
And that's all we can ask, if we can just try and live in unity and in peace. We had a tragic loss over the weekend with a young person. Yeah. Being stabbed, and I know that a lot of people are meeting right now to talk about that. That's why, Jason, what you do is so incredibly important, because of what is going on in the streets for young people at the moment is so hard. You know, I used to think I had a hard time, you know, running around with gangs when I was a kid, but do you know what? We're on a different level these days. So having, you know, I had the Basement Studio, I had Sefton Park, you sent there, they put me on a path to righteousness. They really did, and I'm ever, ever grateful for that, and I will always continue to do my best to return what they did for me. But Jason, I just hope you realise how important the work is that you're doing, and we all just thank you for what you're doing, and just keep up that amazing work that you're doing.
Thanks. 100%.
It's important to provide safe spaces for young people in our community, no matter where they come from or what their colour is, and the council and Marvin Rees need to really work on finding a way where they can open up more youth centres, because when youth centres close down, that's when all the problems happened. And I'm pretty sure that without the youth centres back in the 80s, Marvin Rees probably wouldn't be where he is today, because he went down to all of the youth clubs and stuff, and he benefited from that, and he knows the importance of it. So like I said, it's important to provide free spaces that are safe for young people in our community. And it's never too late. Also, when you're thanking me, you need to thank the community, because the community really do support me and what I'm doing. So it's not just me that needs a thank you. It's the community at whole that needs to be thanked and congratulated. So thank you.
Yeah, no, big up. Well, yay! I love that. What a fantastic way to end an incredible interview. Malcolm, let's put you on the spot. Remind us what's happening on the Saturday night, and then back to you, Jason, to tell us what's happening today.
Saturday night from Portishead, we have the great Jeff Barrows, along with their tour DJs, Andy Smith and DJ Leone. Bocca 45 is also joining, also Two Kings and Raiders 32, and also Caners.
I must just mention that we played that incredible record from Two Kings, Blue and Red, featuring Mikey Dread, the late great Mikey Dread, and produced by Anis Goles. Incredible track that we've been listening to under as well. Sorry to interrupt you, I just had to get that in.
That's okay. And it's £10 a head, and there's no free entry, so please get a ticket.
No guest list.
No guest list.
Yeah, I love that. Jason, the daytime, just run us through again.
So it's 12 till 7, Family Fun Day, celebrating 75 years of Windrush. We've got Family Fun Day. We're promoting African and Caribbean businesses throughout the day. Lots of entertainment for the young people and kids. We've got a African drum workshop. We've got the Paloxicide dancers coming down to do a dance routine. We've got an auction. We've got £1,000 worth of raffle items, to hand out to the lucky winners of the raffle. And like I said, we've also got a spectacular art auction with some great items to auction off, and all the proceeds will be going to Reparations Bristol youth projects to provide services for our young people.
I love the lineup as well, with Felix Braun and Inky.
That's
and
correct,
and
yeah. the top boys.
Yeah, all the top boys, the street artists. Yeah, and Banksy.
Yeah, t-shirt. Also King of Paint as well. King of Paint's getting involved as well.
Yeah, I love that. Listen, I got to put the phone down now. A minute. thank you both so much for coming in.
No worries.
Mary, thank you for allowing me to hijack your show.
It's an absolute pleasure, guys. Thanks so much, and I wish you every success with the event.
No worries. Thank
Malcolm Haynes from the Star and Garter, and Jason Clemens from Reparations Bristol, best of luck on Saturday. Guys, get down there, buy your ticket. Saturday the 29th of July, this Saturday. Skiddle.com. Stay tuned, you'll hear it on the adverts all over this week. But right about now, it's over to the BBC for the latest headline news. You're listening to Ujima Radio. We'll be back shortly.
Ujima.
What's up, people? It's your boy Gardner here on Ujima Radio. What are you doing on Saturday the 29th of July? Why not come down and join Reparation Bristol for an incredible all-day and night event at the Star and Garter right here in Bristol. Kicking things off at midday, come and celebrate the 75th year anniversary of Windrush. It's free to attend, and you can expect a wicked day of family fun celebrating grassroots, diversity, youth and culture. There's going to be loads of stalls repping black business here in Bristol, plus loads of amazing food, fun, face painting, and loads more. And then at 8 p.m. at the Star and Garter will come alive the banging DJ lineup at Reparation Bristol's charity event, which continues into the night with the incredible lineup including Andy Smith, DJ Leone, Jeff Barrow, Bocca 45, Two Kings, Caners, SLP, and Raiders 32 Sound, and so much more. Make sure you grab your tickets now from Skiddle.
Reparations Bristol Fun Day at the Star and Garter will also feature a raffle, auction, plus African dance and pilo exercise. That's all day from 12 to 7 p.m. Then the evening event kicks off 8 p.m. till 4 a.m. That's Reparations Bristol at the Star and Garter on Saturday the 29th of July.